What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. I love this guy. And the reason why I became Greek Orthodox was because, well, one, I didn't want to get my dick cut off. Two, it was a smooth, it was like a beautiful transition between Catholicism and Judaism. So I love the culture of Judaism. And I love being able to listen to amazing, beautiful music in the Greek Orthodox Church. It's the best of both worlds. And the practices and the prayers, it's on another level that I personally love and enjoy. And here's the thing about both of those religions. Now, they have such a beautiful way of dissecting things and about life and about what a man's purpose here on earth is. Because when we're born, we have to find a purpose before we hit the dirt. Otherwise, our life is meaningless. And this is why I keep telling you, men, is that you need to give of yourself to this society, whether it's collapsing or not. These young men need you, because if you won't find them, what ends up happening is people like Andrew Tate will fucking take your place and raise an entire group of fucking dumbasses. That's why I was fortunate enough to have two good standing men in my life that gave me the mentorship that I needed. And when I dated the girl that I dated, I felt like my usefulness was like the only thing that I was really useful for was money. She took care of everything, but I wanted to help her take care of things and eventually take on that responsibility myself so that she could just be the girl that I wanted, right? Time and time again, I came across this very thing that this man's about to tell you. I'll let it play.
Human beings need to feel needed. Men more so than women. Because men can't seem to justify their own existence. So unless they're needed, useful, productive, making a difference, they can't tolerate their own being. A man, when he gets married, needs to know that he is useful, necessary, important, that he is needed. So the worst thing a wife can say to her husband is, "Never mind, I'll do it myself." Anything the husband offers, accept it graciously. Give him credit for it, even if it's not exactly what you need from him. But if you accept what he's giving, then you can move him to what you really need from him. But if you reject what he's giving, he'll quit. You emasculate him. All human beings.
And I came across that so often. She would ask me what my opinion was, or she would ask me for my help, or she would ask me for something. And then come to find out, she asked like nine other fucking people to come in, to do the same fucking thing for her. And then eventually she told me, like, "Oh, well, you had your chance and you didn't do it." And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? What opportunity was that? So it's like she wants me to fix her sink, she wants me to fix her car, she wants me to fix something, and she's never in fucking reach or access. And so when somebody else came and fixed it, and I was like, "Okay, well, now I'm here, let me fix it." She's like, "Oh, it's already been fixed." And it's like, what the fuck? I remember the one time I finally got fed up and I said, "Don't ask me anything anymore. Don't ask me for anything. And I don't give a shit if you think I'm fucking useless. Don't ask me for a motherfucking thing from now on. Go ask your family. You don't want, like, duh." And I remember we were at the bar. She asked me for my opinion and I stayed quiet. And I just kept drinking. And she said, "Why is it that you're not giving me an answer, a reply, or some kind of advice?" And I said, "Because it doesn't matter. You're gonna take somebody else's advice anyway. So who gives a fuck what I think?" And I remember telling her, "Let's just finish our drinks and move on." Like she completely fucking destroyed our relationship. Time and time again, I would try so hard to try to like compete And the more I would try to compete, the harder she made it for me. So I just quit. And I noticed that when I quit, she capitulated. She became the woman that I wanted her to be. Suddenly she was all at my fucking every beck and call, every, like, hand and foot. And I'm not talking about, like, some abusive shit where, like, oh, fuck, dude, I'm, like, I need you to do my laundry, I need you to do this, I need it. No, dude. When we were out and about, she was just constantly asking me if I was okay. And of course I was, and I was broken. But for her to say that, let me know that she was thinking about me. That was enough to spark that fucking love and affection all over again. Like, yeah, I'm doing good. Are you sure? Yeah, I think I'm doing good. And we would just be friendly after that. And then as soon as the day was over, she was like, fuck, dude, it's so exhausting dating you. Like, all you give a fuck about is you and la, 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 la. And it's just like, you know what, man? Like, I don't know what the fuck I did wrong. And I just remember feeling like I was spinning. And I just thought to myself, just don't say anything next time. And I would carry that whole burden the next day and the next day and the next day until finally the moment would come where she would ask me if I was okay again. And I just wouldn't answer. Because I knew that if I answered, I would get another fucking backlash that night. And then she would tell me the next day, like, this fucking relationship's over. You don't even want to talk to me anymore. And it's just like, can you just fucking love me? I mean, how hard is it? I'm not asking you to do anything other than just fucking be there. Just hold me, you fucking idiot. It's not hard. All that other shit I can take care of on my own. I'm not a fucking child. And the more she would do that, the more she would emasculate me, the less I wanted to participate in the relationship. This is why I stay alone. Because these women nowadays, they do one small act of kindness for you and they expect a fucking volley of reward. You do it because it's out of the kindness of your nature. It's embedded in your character to do so. And you shouldn't expect a reward every time you do something. It's how do I explain this? If you expect a reward, I mean, you guys know this. If you expect a reward after every kindness that you did, then this world would pretty much be fucking barren, because nobody fucking rewards anybody anymore. So I just keep to myself. I stay quiet. I mind my own fucking business. As a matter of fact, that girl said that shit like the last night. This girl said the exact same thing. She's just like, you act like you just don't give a fuck, like you just don't care. And I'm like, I don't. I move according to my fucking footsteps and my footprints. You know, if you choose to follow my footprints, then that's on you. I'm not here to fucking, I'm not here to hold anyone's hand anymore. I'm not here to fucking cuddle. I'm not here to, you know, be the best boyfriend that I can be. Fuck all that gay shit. She's like, wow, you're a really broken person. And I'm like, no, it's got nothing to do with me being broken. I remember she tried to catch me on something. Like, I you know how women are? When you say something and they catch you, like, and then instead of backpedaling, it's like, well, believe what you want. Well, you said this, and then they started to try to, like fucking debate with you about what you just said. And how they're right. And I just looked at her like, what the fuck is this, like, wordplay that you're doing? Why do you constantly need to fucking argue? Like, dude, stop. I don't even know who you are. And you're trying to, like, play this word game. She's like, well, it's not a game. It's what you said. And I'm like, all right, well, if that's the case, then maybe we shouldn't be talking to each other. Because you're frankly quite fucking annoying. And she just, like, stopped, and she's just like, well, maybe it was a bad conversation. Here, let's start all over. Let me go get us some drinks. And it's just like, fucking loser. Like, all she wants to do is just sit there and fucking fight and debate and challenge. And it's just like, dude, like, who the fuck are you? Like, you're not me. Like, you're no one to me. You're a fucking stranger who came up to my fucking table. And when she came back with the water, I said, thank you. And my buddy took the beer and he just drank it, right? The beer that she offered him. And then they started talking. But I remember it just got to a point where she was like, you know, like, oh, your friend's a bit of an asshole, but, you know, he's really, really cute. Like, out of earshot. I'm pretty sure I think that's why my buddy fucking wanted to leave, or why he left when I left, because as soon as he's like, hey, man, let's go, let's get out of here. Like, I guess I was, like, kind of getting in the way of him getting some pussy, and I'm like, dude, there's so much better quality than that. I don't know, man. I'm just... it's fucking disgusting. Well, in any case, I wanted to share this with you. Because this guy, I love his content. I love the way he says things. It's so simply. But yeah, trying to find your purpose as a young man or as a man in general is very difficult, especially when you created your purpose around the person that you love and they fucking walk out. My whole sole purpose was to try to make that woman smile. And when she started to go to other men to fucking get that type of validation, I checked the fuck out. I don't do that anymore. It's not my job. My job isn't to fucking make a woman happy. It's not even to make me happy. My job here on Earth is just to be as good of a human being as humanly possible before I hit the dirt. That's it. If I leave an impression, great. If I don't, fuck it. And I choose to protect those who I value. I choose to. In any case, guard your heart.